Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that ever refused to use no doubt starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 26th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time of Friday. And wow, do we got a row to hoe today. News everywhere. Crazy news, too, by the way. News about Hillary Clinton. Are you surprised? News about the Donald. But you know what? That's all sideshow theater news. But it's worthy of covering. People want to hear about it. It's important. I get it. But there's way more important news to cover through the broadcast today as well. And that news has to do with the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, the CSPOA, their website, CSPOA.org, a live event happening this morning in a couple of hours. What's kind of cool is right after we get off the radio, the broadcast is Mountain Time, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, LibertyRoundtable.com, and on your Roku player, look in the special intersection for the Liberty News Radio channel. Anyway, 7 to 9 is the broadcast live. 9 o'clock today starts the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association 3T event, Training the Trainers. 3T event going to be happening. There might be a seat left if you guys can bust out and sign up at CSPOA.org and get there fast. It is at the Thanksgiving Point, Courtyard Marriott Hotel. It's a packed room already, but we'll make room for you. And best of all, it's happening today and tomorrow, 9 to 6 both days. Incredible training from some of the best trainers in the world. Rick Dalton, well-known constitutional trainer, has been a trainer for literally decades for the Center for Constitutional Studies and worked with the CSPOA for a long time as well. He is the vice president of the CSPOA. He'll be training today in detail, Constitution, whiteboard, video, overhead projector, slides, and most importantly, remember, this is Training the Trainers, 3T event. And what's happening is you will get a thumb drive with all the materials they used to train. Because remember, we're training the trainers. The goal with the Training the Trainers is to make sure that you know how to use the same material that has been used for decades to conduct training in your world, your county, your city, your state, your area. It's going to be tremendous. Last night, we were setting up the remote guys for the broadcast today from the event, and several people walked in, some of the nicest people from all over the country you'll ever meet. Talked to a guy that rolled in from Pennsylvania, talked to some other people from Idaho. Those are just the early birds. Just the nicest people on the planet. All right, I think we got everybody hooked up and everything else. Kirk Crosby, welcome, sir. Uh-oh, Kirk Crosby's out in his garden. All right. Kevin, are you with us?
I forgot to push the button.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Excellent. You're all hooked up. You should have two mics. Kevin Blake should be there, too, hopefully, right?
Yeah, he's out traveling looking for something. I can't remember if it was coffee or what's
all
what's
right. Well, again, he's Jones and he can't help it. I understand. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got that going on. Kirk Crosby is live from the Courtyard Marriott Hotel today. Long story, I was going to be live with him as well, but we had some behind-the-scenes scheduling conflicts, and so we had to just kind of go this way. But I will be headed straight over there right after the broadcast today. I'll just be the guy holding down the fort in the meantime, but I'll be there as quick as I can. You might tell Richard that, because, see, I was supposed to MC and open today. I don't think I'll be able to do that, Kurt. Because there's one problem in our modern society. We can do lots of things, Kurt, But we still haven't been able to be at multiple places. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just got to get that cloning thing done.
Well, we're working on it. They're doing it. I mean, Dolly can get it done. I just can't. You know what I mean?
That's right.
All right. By the way, a recap of yesterday's show. Everything we've learned about the Clinton Foundation and the corruption there was presented to Loretta Lynch and crew at the Justice Department, and they were told, FBI, stand down, do not investigate Hillary Clinton. From smoke to firestorm, Hillary Clinton Foundation scandal bigger than Watergate, says Bob Unruh, World Net Daily, WND.com. Hillary Clinton once called disabled children at an Easter egg hunt, blanking with an F, retards, referred to Jews as stupid, K blank S. While Bill called Jesse Jackson a blank N star. That's what Bill's former lover, Dolly Kyle, is claiming in her new book. No joke. Bill Clinton's former lover, Dolly Kyle, claimed that the Clinton couple regularly used racial epithets in her new book, The Other Woman. In other words, Hillary, the other woman. See, Dolly feels like she's the real woman. Hillary's just kind of the political partner. The lover is Dolly. The political partner for financial gain, Hillary. One prominent black female newscaster used to brag openly about her relationship with Bill Clinton back in the day, the governor, although they only indulged in oral sex, they claim. Bill Clinton's three strikes rule incarcerated 2.5 million people, including poor people of color who could not even afford lawyers during their trial. Bill was also sued several times by blacks and Hispanics for violation of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Clinton never denied stories that he was having an affair, an ongoing relationship with one black prostitute and her friends. Clinton was sued in federal court for his criminal apprehension program that was literally ruled unconstitutional. By the way, Donald Trump wanted to join me for dinner. Only if I'd send him $5. Then I might win the lottery and be entered into a drawing to eat lunch or dinner with the Donald. That was hour one yesterday. Hour two, we had our guest, Mr. Pete Sepp, NTU.org. We talked about Hillary Clinton's State Department and the oversight was toothless and lax, I should say. NationalReview.com had that piece. Clinton's State Department blew $6 billion in contracts. DailyCaller.com. Hillary says there's a lot of smoke with this stuff, but no fire. And now they say there's a media stampede to shut down the Clinton Foundation, but I think that's a lie. The media paid to play. Now they're going to shut it down? Uh-huh. Let's reduce regulations on small business. And on the American people, said Sam Bushman and Pete Sepp readily agreed. There's a lot we could do to lower taxes and decrease regulation. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use starts today. And Kirk Crosby coming out of the gate. Clinton went on a blockbuster speech, the mainstream press covering it everywhere. Headline says Clinton tries to tie Donald Trump to rabid racist radicals. Story's written by Seth Richardson. It's in the Reno Gazette Journal. Let me say this headline again and get your response. Clinton tries to tie Trump to rabid racist radicals. What do you say to that, Kurt?
They're talking about us?
No, the Donald.
I know, but I mean, who are the rabid racist
radicals? Oh, well, we don't get named.
The three R's.
They're chicken the name Sam Bushman because I'll take off the gloves. And I'll start talking about the clown media again, and they know full well they'll look foolish as all get out. Put me on the TV. Put me on CNN. Let's discuss race, clown media. Come on. I'll take you people on anytime, anywhere, any day of the game. Now, the bottom line is they're talking about Trump. They mention the racist, Kurt, but they don't really say who. They just say the alt-right. But they do mention David Duke. And David Duke, by the way, there's new polls out saying he's going to do very well in the elections. Don't know if he will or not. I'm not even a personal friend of his. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I don't even know him. I'm not here to defend or
I think you get a daily briefing from him, Sam.
From David?
Isn't that? Yeah, I mean.
Or from Donald. I get a daily briefing from Donald. Here's the briefing. You ready? Hi, Sam. Right. I love you. You're my favorite
person. Send me money.
I get that every day. I know. Yeah.
That's right.
That's the Donald briefing. Send me the blue collar billionaire money.
Yeah. There you go. Got to get her done.
We got a lot to cover, ladies and gentlemen, on the broadcast today. We'll find Kevin Blake somewhere, and we'll get him on the radio, too. We'll find Richard Mack,
the chief trainer.
We'll get him on the radio, too. We'll get Rick Dalton on the radio. We got all kinds of stuff happening. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. I'm in studio. Kurt Crosby, Kevin Blake, many others gathering at the CSPOA conference at the Courtyard Marriott. Happening, ladies and gentlemen, right now. The event will start at 9 o'clock, but people are there early milling around getting ready. Folks are getting breakfast, and some folks are getting coffee and everything like that, and it's all happening. It's going on at the Courtyard Marriott, Thanksgiving Point, Utah. Kevin Blake's funny, man. He says, hey, I'm going to go to Turkey Point. He says, I'm going to go to Turkey Point. He meant Thanksgiving Point, ladies and gentlemen. See, that's that free association. When I say this, what do you say, right? When I say Hillary, what do you say? First thing that comes to mind. Ready? Hillary.
Crooked.
Crooked. Trump's doing a good job, isn't he? When I think Hillary, I think criminal lesbian. I don't mean to be rude. That's just what I think.
Scary.
I can't help it. When I hear Bill, I just think, what a shame. What a disgraceful shame. When I think Donald, I think incendiary. When I think Rick Dalton and Richard Mack, I think of lawmen of the West. You know, good old boys that just want to do the right thing and want to, you know, in the old days in the movies, the sheriff used to always come out as the good guy doing what's right for the people and everything. I kind of think of that. Yeah. I really do. I think of that when I think of David A. Clark Jr. too. Word association. What do you think when you think like Jill Stein? That's the Green Party candidate, you know. What do you think, Kurt, when you think of Jill Stein?
There was really no thought there, you know what I mean?
Just a blank.
It was just kind of like...
How about you, Kevin?
I'm kind of the same with Kurt, just really a blank on Jill Stein.
I'll tell you what I think of Jill Stein. I always think of feminist, tree hugger.
Yeah, well, pretty much. I mean, in the name, it says it all, you know.
Yeah, so there you go. All I'm telling you, when I think of Scott Bradley and Darrell Castle, though, I think of good men with fidelity to the Constitution, founding father-esque is what I think. Really. By the way, Darrell Castle appeared on Glenn Beck's show the other day. Did you hear that, guys?
That's impressive, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I know Darrell Castle's going to be appearing at the conference today and tomorrow.
At the CSPOA conference?
Yeah, I believe so. He's supposed to be at the training.
I know Scott Bradley is. I don't know if Darrell Castle will be, though.
Oh, no. I was thinking Scott Bradley.
Right. Scott Bradley will be there for sure. I just talked to him.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Yeah. That's who I was referring to. I'm still waking up, Sam.
I know. Get about a quart of Joe and you'll be ready to go. The thing is that with Scott Bradley, though, I mean, I know him well and he'll be there. I talked to him. So that's good news. There's a lot going on. A lot of people doing a lot of good things. But Darrell Castle was on Glenn Beck and, you know, I think there's a few of us behind the scenes that were a little bit influential in that, Kurt, or influential in that. Did you remember that, Kurt?
Yeah.
We were talking to some key people on behalf of Scott. Well, we had Scott Bradley with us, number one. Number two, we were talking to some key people in hopes that he might get on the Glenn Beck show. And they got Darrell Castle on there. They talked a little about immigration. They tried to tie him to the birther issue. It didn't work. Darrell's just like, well, you know, I'm not an expert on that. I don't have any idea. You know, I do know that we need good, honest people to serve our country. And, you know, he just didn't fall for it, Kurt. But I'll just tell Glenn Beck right now that I think we have a problem with the birth certificate of Barack Obama. Let's just not play games with the label of birther to try to make the discussion go nuclear and belligerent and crazy. So leave your little birther term aside, my friend, so we don't get caught up in labels and confusion. We have a serious sitting sheriff, a well-known federal former investigator, current sheriff of one of the largest counties in the country by the name of Joe Arpaio. Like him or hate him is beside the point. The fact is he has an investigative team with incredible technical people on it and more who have determined the birth certificate is a fraud. So I'm not here to debate where Barack was born. I'm not here to get into your little game of labeling and trying to create a nuclear attack against somebody that goes into the, you know what, crazy conspiracy realm of reality or the lack of reality, whichever you prefer. But I am here to say when you have one of the greatest sitting sheriffs in the country with some of the most detailed law enforcement credentials on the planet, literally getting a group together full of technical experts and others who say, look, there's been a fraud with this document. Is that worth discussing, Glenn Beck? Or are you so much of a labeling manipulator that you're not able to talk about that reality? Barack says the birth certificate's legitimate. The state of Hawaii doesn't want to really double down and admit what. They're just kind of loosey-goosey on the subject. Joe Arpaio's, I would call it, investigative team, says the document's a fraud. Now, forget where Barack was born for a second. There's a fraudulent document being alleged by one of the most important sheriffs in the country, who, by the way, has some other political problems with Barack over immigration. We're going to talk about that forged document and either prove it to be a forgery and Barack's in trouble, or prove that to be a fraud and Barack's clear. Are we going to get that done, or are we just going to go into conspiracy la-la land and not be able to think properly? All right, Clinton tries to tie Trump to rabid racist radicals. Are you a rabid racist radical, Kurt?
Well, you know, in some people's minds, I guess I
am. Now, you know that's 3 R's in a row, don't you? That's the 3 R conference triple that Hillary's R. at. We're at the
well,
triple C.
Well, it's kind of like the KKK, you know. I mean, you got RRR, you know.
And in our case, we got TTT, triple or T3 yeah. training. Training that's the right. trainers is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Trump's black support, they say, explodes in the biggest battleground states. No one's believing wow. Hillary. Crooked Hillary has been discredited. They mm-hmm. tried to tie Trump to racism. Didn't work. Trump's doing very well with blacks and Hispanics because they realize it isn't an attack on somebody's race, Kurt. What it's an attack on is the dysfunctional way our government deals with border issues. We got illegal people running around, don't care their skin color. They're illegal. And the problem is that illegality, Kurt. And you know what? Good, honest blacks
Imagine
and Latinos
that.
And
you
people in
mean?
The country legally are getting it, my friend.
Yeah. It's such a confused thing to really talk about legal and illegal. I
Not
mean,
if
it's
you have
just
a brain.
So hard to figure that.
Well, I think the way that's going is they're trying to turn following and obeying the law into that's a racist action. You're not to follow and obey the law. We're supposed to have lawlessness here in America.
Well, let me understand then. I just want to list the laws they intend to break so I can break them too. Why don't they just
provide a
list?
They don't. They break them all. I mean, you know.
Ooh, wow. But Crooked Hillary's out of control. She's running around calling people radical racist. But here's the problem. Remember how I told you that Trump doesn't take off the gloves? And I told you the mainstream press is so in the tank for Hillary. What about this fact that Hillary called these disabled people F-blank retards and they're making fun of people because of their race? And what about all these lawsuits against Bill because of his racial comments and racial actions while governor of Arkansas? And what about Bill Clinton never denying that he's having sex with a black prostitute, cheating on his wife? What about all these things, Kurt? Are we going to talk about them or not? If Hillary's going to take off the gloves and say that Donald is a, he's tied to rabid racist radicals, are we going to take off the gloves and discuss these things, or is it like Hillary's untouchable here?
Well, at least from what I can tell, what'll happen is, you know, there'll be some comeback or some, I guess he'll fire off a, you know, thing here or there. But, you know, so many times there's just no all the way deep and digging down, you know, like we need to, you know, going all the way on something, you know. But it'll just be a little bit of, you know, if you're going to say that, Hillary, you're, you know, whatever, you call her a name or, you know, say she's, a facilitator or something like that. But, you know, wouldn't it be nice if he just said, huh, look, here's the list, Hillary. Let's go down through each one of these and let's go all the way.
Yeah, good point. That's exactly my point. And what I will say about this is they're not taking off the gloves, though. We could tie Hillary to so many of these things that wouldn't be funny. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, on your favorite news the network refuses to use talk station.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. In Federalist Essay 10, James Madison, often called the father of the Constitution, famously warned against direct democracy, advising Americans that such democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths. Madison, like other key founders, designed a constitutional republic in which the government would be ruled by law and accountable to the governed. They were particularly concerned by the prospect that the presidency could become the instrument of the general will, a concept that led to bloody tyranny in the French Revolution. They also warned against the dangers of party spirit and of factions or combinations that would exercise undue influence, what we now call special interests. Cartoonist Scott Adams, creator of the widely syndicated Dilbert comic strip and a surprisingly astute political pundit, has described Donald Trump as the direct democracy presidential candidate. A Trump presidency is likely to be the first direct democracy presidency, Adams recently wrote. A Clinton presidency, on the other hand, would still have the vestiges of a republic with decisions being made by special interest groups and sold to the public. Adams insists that while direct democracy in pre-internet days was a bad idea, the arrival of social media has somehow made it beneficial, and that people who cling to the supposedly outmoded views of the founders on this subject have been hypnotized. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, you got it. Locked on Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com, or 877-817-9829. Incredible sales on herbs and health products and foods and CDs and videos and DVDs, and I'm just telling you, books, it's incredible. ThePowerMall.com, when you do business with the good guys, you actually help fund Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable Live as well. All right, back to the live events. Kirk Cosby and Kevin Blake sitting in the Courtyard Marriott Hotel live at Thanksgiving Point. Kevin thinks it's Turkey Point. Utah. And ladies and gentlemen, they're having a great time. Getting ready, fired up for the event. People are kind of milling around. People are trying to wake up. Kevin's trying to get all woken up and everything. Clinton's trying
I'm
to
still
tie.
Still jonesing, Sam.
What's that?
I said I'm still jonesing.
I thought you'd be okay now. You wouldn't be jonesing. You're already kind of sipping on the sauce and you're all good.
Yeah. It's starting to kick in.
All right, that's good now. Kirk Crosby's just perpetually asleep, so it's okay. Don't worry about that.
Yes, sir.
Now, Clinton tries to tie Trump to rabid racist radicals. I don't know if that means us. See, here's the interesting thing. The more they talk about these racist radicals, the less they want to mention us by name, Kurt. Have you noticed that?
Well, otherwise, then there would be coverage and we could go ahead and deal with
tell
it.
Tell the truth, but, yeah.
That's just how it works.
So it's interesting. Trump calls himself a truth teller. These guys don't want the truth to be discussed. They just want to do as Rush Limbaugh called it, drive-by media attacks. Now, Trump's black support explodes in the biggest battleground states. Now, there's a new poll that's showing that GOP nominee, that of course is one Donald Trump, capturing a growing percentage of the African-American vote, Kurt. So that's all interesting. We'll keep an eye on that ball in seconds. But, Kurt, I've just decided that maybe Hillary ought to debate Sam Bushman on race. What do you think if Sam Bushman were to discuss race with Hillary, Kurt?
Well, I mean, Hillary wants to, the best move for Hillary is to basically lay low and not say anything or do anything, because that's when she has the biggest polling numbers. You know, if she opens her mouth or appears at some place, you know, it drops her down. So, you know, I think, as far as I know, the other night she appeared on, I'm not sure where it was, but she just basically did it via phone line. So then there was no video. Then at least she could have her counselors there telling her what to say, et cetera.
But, oh, good point.
You know, she's, I mean, it's better if you just leave her off the thing.
One of the things is like about Hillary,
like off the stool, or
yeah, just leave her out of the mix, because that way she can keep her poll numbers up. You know,
good point. One of the things interesting about Hillary is they say whenever she goes to different crowds, she talks like that crowd. So let's say she goes to the South, then she picks up Southern accent and stuff. You guys have heard this before, right?
I have heard this. Yeah. Yes.
So I just think though that if we want to just pick up a Southern accent, I can go head to head with Hillary. I'll say, Hillary, I'm about to go redneck on you right now.
Sam, I think you're doing that all wrong right here.
Now, listen to me. I'm telling y'all that this, Hillary is a criminal. And there's only one way to deal with criminals like Hillary, and that is to go through the proper process and have accountability and toss her in the clink, throw away the keys.
You know, Sam, I was talking to Rick Needham about this the other day. We have the indictment. The indictment's already in place. The Justice Department is just not prosecuting. So we need a prosecution of Hillary Clinton.
Amen.
Period.
I hear that
can be accomplished with the people working with the government and the proper channels of forming a citizen's grand jury and going through the state or federal government to do that and carry out the prosecution of her, but the indictment still stands. We still have that in our pockets. I just wanted to make that known.
Well, that's one thing. The other thing is you could get one of them Southern sheriffs say, you're under arrest.
Maybe. Absolutely. Yeah, arrest her in her next campaign.
We're going to arrest you. We're going to put you in the clink. We're going to go ahead and get you an attorney. You know, we know you got a bank of them. And we're going to
get you some mental health help. You know,
I mean, she needs that for sure. All right, now, they say that that Donald Trump might have a secret weapon, Kurt. You know what that is?
The Brexit gang?
Yeah. Is Brexit architect Trump's secret weapon? What do you think, Kurt?
You know, I think the real secret weapon is the American people. If they actually wake up and really do what they could, then it's pretty impressive. But that's what the Brexit guy, what's his name, Nigel Farage or something like that. It's what he said is basically true, and that is, hey, you know, you can beat these. He didn't say thugs like you would, Sam. He just said you could beat these guys, you know, and you can beat these world government types, these insider kingmen kind of guys, and the way you do it, you just have to participate in this thing we call government. Huh, Sam?
Yes, I agree with that view, and that's kind of one of the points that you and I have made on the radio for quite some time, Kurt, which is, you know, everybody tells me they've tried everything. By golly, we got to go pick up the guns. We have no choice left, and I reject that notion. That's why I always say we don't need a revolution. We need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Look, the guys that tell me we've tried every option are the guys that won't put any money into helping the media take center stage, the new media. They're the guys that run around and act like we never have any wins. The fact that we're free enough to discuss this on the radio and the fact that we're having a 3T training right now this weekend in Utah is positive proof that we can win. We can make a difference.
And we're doing this within
50. We had a small room, so it's packed. Nevertheless, what if we had 4,000 people or 400,000 people?
And the place we're doing this is almost within throwing distance of the biggest NSA facility in the world, I guess, right?
Yeah, so, where they keep all our data nice and secure there.
Yeah, but just so those guys know, they don't have to go through any weird, strange contortions to get our discussions. If they just go to libertyroundtablelive.com, then there's download links, and they can just bust out and download it, and, you know, they're all good.
Yeah, good point.
And we'll even pay to make that happen for him. We'll give him a nice little packaged up MP3 in the alt tags in there, the ID3 tags. It says Sam Bushman is the author, and LibertyRoundtable.com. They'll get the website, LibertyNewsRadio.com. They'll just have everything they need. You know what I mean?
That's so nice, you know, to provide that.
Well, that way they don't got to spend all of my money trying to get it in some weird backhanded way.
Well, but, you know, I mean, if they didn't do that, then they wouldn't. I mean, how would they? I mean, imagine them just using the regular system. I mean, Sam, that's probably not the way they
do it. I would try to get people to listen forever. And, I mean, if the FBI wants to listen, you know, y'all have a good time.
Hey, I mean, you know, the NSA might even be listening to us today because when I was on the golf course with Mac and Dalton yesterday, I actually took a couple selfies with the center in the background. So I'm sure if I wasn't on a list before, I'm probably definitely on one now.
I'm not on any list, so I don't have to worry about it.
Well, let's face it, where there's only one list we want to be on, brothers and sisters.
That is the list of the followers of the firstborn, Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
List. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Christians. Part of the five virgins that were prepared. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got oil in my lamp, I hope. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it. Hey, by the way, where does all the military spending go, Kurt? You gave me an email on this thing.
Well, I mean, Sam, they're careful with your money. You just gotta know that. That's the main thing you gotta remember. Now, I mean, even if there's billions here, trillions here, there's just, you know, I mean, you just don't have to question because these guys are taking care of your money. And, you know, in this piece from the, you know, and this is a Liberty News Daily piece, by the way.
Of course it is, because it's hard hitting and lays it out right on dead spot on, Kurt.
Yeah, one of the paragraphs says it may be impossible to know how much money the Pentagon has burned up through waste and misallocation of funds.
In June, the
Defense Department's Inspector General, imagine that job, found that the U.S. Army, which is just one element of the department, made $2.8 trillion in wrongful adjustments to accounting entries in one quarter alone in 2015, and $6.5 trillion for the year. That's according to a Reuters report, by the way. Yet the Army lacked receipts and invoices to support those numbers or simply made them up. Well, you know, I mean, but it's good that the IRS is making sure. Like, for example, lately I got a good little notice from the IRS where they said, hey, man, you owe another $3,000 in taxes. And what they did, Sam, was they just got an extra form that I didn't send in on my original ones. And yet I had already reported the income, but now they're going to make sure and, you know, kind of hassle me and stuff, but there's nobody taking care of that $6.5 trillion that the
well, they got to worry about the low-hanging fruit.
They got to worry about getting that money from you, Kurt.
Yeah.
Sure, we got to pay for those things. Plenty of bucks, I'll tell you that. I mean, even the blue-collar billionaires asking Kurt for money. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Kevin Blake. Kurt and Kevin live from the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. Getting ready for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event. By the way, there's a couple of seats for last-minute sign-up. If you want to squeeze in, you can do that. Go to cspoa.org, sign up, give us a buzz, head on down to the Thanksgiving Point Courtyard Marriott, the CSPOA conference going on now. And we're talking about this article in LibertyNewsDaily.com's newsfeed that literally talks about, hey, everybody, with the exception of Rand Paul from Kentucky, including Donald Trump, running around saying, hey, the military doesn't have enough money. They're just underfunded. Kurt?
Well, that's a great point, Sam. I mean, and as you said, Rand Paul is pretty much the only exception of all the Republican candidates this year. Donald Trump has complained that the U.S. military is underfunded and has pledged to appropriate more money to rebuild the military if he's elected. Trump has said our military is a disaster, has complained about that on several occasions.
Okay, now here's the truth on it. The American military is a disaster. He's right.
Well, and we're not saying that.
But it's not underfunded.
People, good point. Especially if you got, we're just awash with all this money that we don't even know about receipts and invoices or whatever. If we did that kind of stuff with ours, Sam. I mean, we already talked about the IRS.
Yeah, whatever else afflicts.
What would be going on?
Whatever else afflicts the U.S. military, a lack of money is not on that list, is the point.
No. They say the Pentagon consumed nearly 40% of the world's aggregate $1.6 trillion in military spending. That was during 2015. And by the way, the U.S. Spending as much as the combined budgets of the next 7 largest military budgets. The Liberty News Daily feed continues. It says that disparity is actually larger than simple budget figures would suggest, given that Saudi Arabia, which has the 3rd largest military budget, is a client state of Washington. That's a very good point. The Pentagon budget is riddled with non-essential expenditures. Consortium News points out that the Department of Defense, or as people lovingly call it, the DOD, spends nearly $500 million a year on live music. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you got to spend money on music, Sam, if you're in the military, which they say is three times the entire budget of the National Endowment for the Arts. Another thing we could certainly do without. You'll have a hard time finding it in the Constitution. And that's exactly what the new, you know, the news report says. It's got no constitutional legitimacy. But anyway, the bottom line is $6.5 trillion. You know, for 2015, they just don't have receipts and invoices for, but hey, that's according to a Reuters report, reported again by LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The Pentagon.
Yeah.
Has no constitutional legitimacy. That's the poignant point. That's what I mean by taking off the gloves, see? Is Donald going to go ahead and start talking about that? He's going to say, hey, you know what? The Pentagon doesn't even have a constitutional provision, folks.
Well,
Shut it down.
Where would we rule the world from?
I think what they're saying there in this case is that the National Endowment for the Arts has no constitutional.
Okay, I'll go there too, Kurt. In the rich target-rich environment, my friend. I agree.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's plenty of, you know, wasteful spending going around. You and I got to make sure and keep those receipts, man. I mean, you know, you got to just get it done, right?
Yeah, so the Endowment for the Arts has no constitutional legitimacy. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now we can debate if the Pentagon does.
Well, I mean, like you say, I mean, you got legitimate. It's kind of like, remember the non-essential government employees? And, you know, when they had to shut down the government, they had that deal where they were like, oh, you know, you non-essential guys stay home. And I'm kind of thinking, man, you know, if you and I labeled people non-essential or essential, there would be a little different compared to the way it is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Pentagon's riddled with non-essential expenditures.
Yeah.
Think about that. $500,000? No, $500 million on music? Is that right?
Well, yeah, I think so. I'll tell you this, is a former member of the military. Mm-hmm. When I was overseas one year, Sam, I happened to find out that the KC-135s that we use for refueling all the fighters over in the sandbox were dumping on average 80,000 pounds of fuel per mission versus putting an extra set of pilots up in the air. They would just dump 80,000 pounds of fuel, which equates out to quite a bit of money. It's about 6 pounds per gallon, so you can do the math on that.
So wait, what does that mean? They would dump it.
So dump it just to make their landing weight. Cause obviously they take up, you know, if they take off with 210,000 pounds of fuel on board, they have to dump some of that fuel or they have to stay up in the air and fly it out. So instead of staying up in the air and, you know, dispersing more fuel to fighters, they would just completely dump it out, in the air. And I'm like, okay, so I went and talked to the inspector general about this, and they didn't seem to care about my concerns, Sam. And, you know, with the amount of flights coming out of the base every day back in 2008, it was quite a bit. You know, you add that up to a month, and then all of a sudden you're millions and millions and millions of dollars in the hole. And there's no accountability for it, because I tried reporting it to the IG, and they didn't want to, it was just shut up and go back to work, you know? So they really don't care about
fraud,
waste, and abuse. What's that?
Is Donald going to get to the bottom of this for us?
I highly doubt he is. Nothing's going to change. It's going to be business as usual, Sam.
What? This is Donald Trump, man. Isn't he going to save us all, dude?
No, he's not. He's not. You know, I think if it was a Castle Bradley in the White House, I would probably say, we're looking really good for some serious restoration here. But as far as I'm concerned with Trump, you know, they call him the three R's, the radical right wing racists. You know, but hey, isn't he hanging out with one? Hillary Clinton? She's pretty radical. I mean, we watch Hillary's America. It tells us all we need to know about the Democratic Party.
What do you think of this, Kurt?
Pretty radical and racist. Kurt's not on.
Man, I don't even know what to think about this. Well, I say this. Donald's not for real. Donald, like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and all the mainstream press media moguls, Michael Savage included, they all run you to the brink, right to the edge, telling you about all the problems, and they're right on everything.
Well, you know what the thing is,
but they
Sam.
Don't take you to any fix, Kevin.
I'll exactly. That's what I was just going to say. They get paid to talk, and that's they want to keep business going good. Well, see, we don't get paid to talk. We actually try to arrive at solutions and actually try to fix something. So for us, it's not about we got to talk the talk, but we also got to walk the walk too. I think that's what sets us apart from the rest.
Well, I think you're right, and my problem is Donald says rightfully that hey. You know what? We got serious problems in the military. The military is a disaster. Okay, that's where they get you. They're right. He's right. Right as rain.
Sam, our buddy Kurt Otis showed up, by the way.
Oh, excellent. Let's get him on next hour.
Yeah, okay.
But we're really talking about this and saying, hey, what is Donald Trump doing to push further? Saying the military is a disaster is right as rain. But then running around saying it's underfunded is not accurate at all. And this is the guy that says he's going to basically have every agency looked at and create accountability for. I hope he does. But if he would sit down with Sam Bushman in Utah for like, a half hour, he'd probably get a clue on most of this.
Well, therein lies another problem, Sam. He won't even come to Utah and meet with the people over here. I mean, I just think it's all political rhetoric. I think under a Trump presidency, as much as people want to say, oh, yeah, he's going to make America great again, blah, blah, blah. I think it's all rhetoric at the end of the day, Sam. It's the same thing we've been seeing year after year after year. But as we know, in the spirit of the evil one, his deceptions just keep getting more clever. So he'll fool more people. What is that? God sends people strong delusions that do not love the truth so that they'll believe a lie. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. Because we've lost the love of truth in this country. And unfortunately, I think the sad consequence from that is we are going to be under a strong delusion. And I honestly think I've yet to hear Trump talk about the Constitution. You know, he will say, oh, well, Hillary founded ISIS and Alex Jones. Oh, he starts going off about it, but he won't even mention the fact that he completely denounces that. Oh, it was just a joke. I was just kidding, guys. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just a bunch of rhetoric. It's the same thing we've seen over and over again. And we're repeating a vicious cycle that has been going on for about the last 150 years. And we're not going to see change. We're expecting different results in this, Sam. And I don't think we're going to get it. The results are going to start at the local level.
They call that the definition of insanity, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, Albert Einstein, to quote him.
Hey, well, they're now saying, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a coffee bean gene, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm about to go refill. Gene? I'm Jonesing, brother. I'm about to go refill.
My buddy Kevin's got the coffee bean gene, ladies and gentlemen. They start out by saying, how much coffee do you drink? You know why some people need one cup, some people need 10? It's the coffee bean gene, ladies and gentlemen. No joke. We'll tell you about it next hour. All right, Sam in studio. Kurt Crosby. Kevin Blake. Former Sheriff Richard Mack. Well-known police man, Rick Dalton, 25 plus years, all coming together for constitutional training. CSPOA.org to learn more. Maybe I want eggs in the morning. That's my problem.